The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Fantastic Friday as we examine how to catch a better glimpse of God. Always a good idea. Plus, has our heart had its hearing checkup? Yep, I said that. You heard it right. And finally, when God says get out, he does it because he loves us.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And it seems like all three are really pertinent nowadays. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You know what? You got to text me to tell you, because I can't have you call in on the phone line. Oh, we're doing the best we can, but we're still going to have trivia. You'll get a chance to call in or to text in and give me the answer. We'll get to that in a little bit. Of course, if there's anything you want to talk about, you can text me. We're going to give you that number so you can know ahead of time. That number is 214-210-8483. Now, look. This is not a hard number to remember. 214. You got that. Okay, that's easy. 210. Well, that's like 214, but it's a 210. And then 8483. You can always text to say hi. You can always just touch base, and you can answer the trivia through that exact same number. And I'll give it out again when I do the trivia. Keep in mind this. We're going to do the best we can under these circumstances and move forward because the grace of God is sufficient. Did you hear that? The grace of God is sufficient. So keep in mind, while we're doing this, working together, any topic open for conversation, of course, but it's not professional radio. It's never been, and I'm not even sorry to say, it will never be. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. So what you might be noticing right away is that there's a little bit more of a comfortableness in the show, even though we're not directly in the studio. We are not at the KAAM studio. We're in the Spoon studio. Get it? Spoon studio. Get it? And here's the really cool thing about this. I get to do this whole thing from my study with my dog laying on the carpet right by me trying to figure out what I'm doing. And he's looking at me like, what? Keep in mind, the dogs don't have any idea what's going on all around us. They're just like, hey, the routine is different. And it's like, that's okay. It's okay. I love you. And that's my little Levi. We'll be talking a little bit more about him. I do want to keep you aware that we are going to just move forward. And by move forward, I mean this. By the way, somebody texted and said, hi. Hi. How you saying hi right back to you. I want you to be aware of something. We're not going to sit here and we're not going to analyze, this means this, this means this, this means this. I can tell you this one thing for sure. Whenever anything happens, it never catches God by surprise. Why that's important is because it's not going to get wasted. During this time, the Lord may want to work on some things between you and he, between he and the church, between the church and how the church relates to the world. I don't know. That's up to God. But keep in mind, we have to open up our response, open up our sensitivity to the Lord. I will tell you that the church is making greater strides in pursuing God. Now, when I say the church, I mean the church at large, all the denominations, all the people that genuinely believe in Jesus Christ are taking this into consideration what's going on. They're reviewing their behavior. They're coming before the Lord, and they're seeking him. And I can tell you this, no matter what anybody says to me, the results right now of the virus and the things that are taking place, whether it's completely 1,000% genuine, the end of the world, or completely 1,000% ridiculous, I can tell you this, people are seeking God more. And I promise you, that is a great, great production of an event. When the church got persecuted in the first century, do you know that people didn't sit there and go, "Oh, no, we're being persecuted"? They took the gospel into the other places they went, and through that persecution, God spread his gospel throughout the world. So there are great things that always come in the midst of things that we go through. So try and think of it in those terms. A couple of things to tell you about today, and then we'll get into the teach, even though I'm kind of already into it. Today is National Joe Day. Now, what that means is that for today, if you don't like your name, you have been given permission to change your name to Joe. I don't know why it's Joe. I don't know if it's Josephine or Josie, if it's for a girl. I don't get what's going on, but that's what they tell me. The other thing is, it's no homework day, which I've already blown because at 6 a.m. I was writing responses to posts in my PhD class. But if you don't have school, you don't have homework, I guess you can say, oh, that's good. Last thing I want to say is it's Quirky Country Music Song Title Day. Say that with marbles in your mouth. Quirky Country Music Song Title Day. I actually met the gentleman, for real, in Phoenix, Arizona, who wrote the song, "The Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich Anymore." I know you think I'm kidding. I'm not. If my brother's listening, he's laughing right now. 1794 on this day, the United States Navy was founded. In 1860 on this day, the corkscrew was granted a patent. I thought that was kind of interesting. In 1971, Funky Winkerbean, the comic strip, appeared. What do you want from me? And then finally, in 1914, the first successful blood transfusion was performed. So those are things just to kind of keep you in the know, make sure you know what's going on. I wouldn't want you to miss anything as you kind of get that. Let's get into the first teach, first talk. It's an interesting one. It comes out of 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. And what you're going to find out is that instead of doing anything that's just going to be geared towards all the things that are going on, I want to gear our lives towards drawing closer to the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what I'm hoping to do even through this. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. And he said, "Ask what you wish. Ask what you wish me to give you." So here, God appears to Solomon in a dream at night, and God says, "Ask what you wish. Ask me what you wish, and I will give it to you." So the first thing I want you to catch is that God, after Solomon had a very strong devotional process, told him, "Ask me what you want. Tell me what you want. I'm going to give that to you." Now, is that a lot different than John 15:7? Just bear with me. You'll get it. "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." What this means is twofold. It does not mean that God is a genie. And if Christians could stop doing that, they would do all the other people a favor. And if semi-Christians could stop doing that, they would do all of us more devout Christians a little bit of a favor, because God is not a genie. He's not up there doing magic tricks just so that you can get stuff. That's not what we're talking about at all. But what we are talking about, and it's obvious that he says it to Solomon, and it's obvious Jesus said it to us, is that if you abide in Jesus, and if his word abides in you, if that's taking place, then you can pursue the Lord for the things that you desire, and he will grant them to you. Why you can do that and why that would work is because if you're abiding in Jesus, and if you're being faithful and diligent in his word. You're not gonna ask for a Maserati. You get that? You're not gonna go, oh, genie on the wall, I know that you are very tall. This is not what you're doing with the Lord. It's if we're connected, if we're abiding in the Lord, if we're hanging out with him. It is based on us being in his word. It is based on us being in him. But if we are processing in him, if we are abiding in him, by the word abide means to live in, if we're living in him, there are things that you want to see that are connected to things that God wants to do, and he will answer that prayer for you. He will respond to you. He will give that an affirmative or a yes. I always tell people when we're talking privately that the one thing you got to remember is if anything's petitioned of God and God just says yes, that's it. It's done. He doesn't have to. Well, I have to rearrange things. If God says yes, boom, it's done. And so it's not that God is a genie, but he's not the Grinch either. And the whole premise of this is for us to have a better perception, better concept, better understanding of who God is, of the image of God, of what he calls for us. He tells us in Matthew 7 to seek him. He tells us to ask him. He tells them to knock. He tells us to knock. He tells us in Romans 8:32, he gave us Christ. How will he not give us all things freely? He tells us in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, he loves to give his kingdom to his kids. These are things that he loves to do, but we have to be in tune. We have to be in sync. We can't be asking for things so that we can spend it upon our pleasures. But we're asking for things that will help us develop in him, grow in him, and glorify his name. That's what you're doing. And so he's not a genie, but he's not the Grinch. And you got to pull that back. When you're praying to the Lord and you're asking for things and you're petitioning him, I'm trying to make this as plain as possible. You're not trying to pull something out of his fist that he's holding tight away from you and saying, no, I'm not giving it to you. No, no, no. That is not who God is. Now, if that's the image you have of God, then that comes from a thwarted true image. It comes from either a parent or some authority or somewhere. But that's not the heart and the mind of God. He's a giver. For God so loved the world that he gave. He loves us so much, he gives. Catching that? I know you're catching that. I get it. I know you get this. Not the Grinch, not a genie. Got that? All right. We're going to take our break here, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, as you know, we're doing this out of the Spoon Studio in Fate, Texas, until we can get back into the precious studio of KAAM 770. So there might be a few tech glitches here or there, but that's okay. You and I can live with that. We can get through it. We're going to do a trivia question, which I'm going to ask you, and then we're actually, believe it or not, Tiara and I are going to try and do a sound with a live read in a second. First, let me give you the trivia question. So I just want to give you this opportunity. Very, very, very interesting question, and you're going to have to text it to us to the number I give you. What did David take from the brook to fight Goliath with? What did he take from the brook to fight Goliath with? You got to text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. I do want people to recognize you can go to the website. The website is hemustincrease.org. If you go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org, and you're even able to give and participate in helping us move the ministry forward, I want to get a better quality headset so that when I'm talking to you, it sounds a little better. These are some of the things that we want to do with some of the funds, plus keep the radio show going and expand the reach and expand the time. That's our desire. Our email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, you guys know, I'm just making sure you know that Johnny, one of our partners, I had contact with Johnny's wife today, the Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. Tiara, you can just IM me and let me know if that worked. menofgodmoving.com. Pretty straightforward. Johnny will help you move, does a great job in helping people, doesn't cost you $1 trillion to make the move. He will walk you through it. If you want to get in touch with Johnny, you're going to have to go to menofgodmoving.com. He let me know. They, in fact, are pretty busy. And he's an essential worker because people moving is essential. And if you got stuff going on, get in touch with Men of God Moving. Pretty straightforward, right? menofgodmoving.com, or you can connect to them through our website, hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. All right, now I know on the trivia that people are going to know the answer, but they're going to be afraid to text. The only reason you can't call is because if the phone rings, it kind of disrupts everything. I can only take a text. But we're going to still give it a shot because I am a person that believes that if we're in the boat and Jesus is on the water, we got to put one foot out of the boat, then the other foot out of the boat, and start walking on the water. So it's straightforward. What did David take from the brook to fight Goliath with? What was the weapons that David used? Text 214-210-8483. I know not everybody texts. I know. I get it. but we got to keep it alive. And if we don't get an answer, I'll give the answer later on in the show. 214-210-8483. Again, I want to give huge, huge props, by the way, to Tierra, who is making this show as smooth as possible. Now, listen to this. I got two texts at the same time, okay? Two texts at the same time. Isn't that just awesome? All right, and the answer, I'm going to say, you're right there. The answer, Eric had it on the spot, three stones is what a lot of people had thought, but he got five stones from the brook, five smooth stones, and let me just say, well, there's one thing about that. The five stones, by the way, or pebbles, that's a good one. The big thing is preparation. This is a great teaching if you're a pastor or if you're doing a Bible study to talk to people about preparation. Okay, five stones, and here's the simplicity of it. If he had missed, now I've heard this. Remember, Goliath had four brothers. I don't know. I mean, there's some funniness to that. That's pretty hilarious. But it's like, yeah, just in case, he had four brothers. All right, so something to think about. Good job, everybody. We got multiple texts. My phone was blowing up. You guys did a great job. And that number, by the way, is the number for He Must Increase Ministry. So there you go. Now you know what's going on. All right, let's get into the teaching. We don't want to delay anymore. We want to make sure we have our timing and our teaching. And here it is. I'm going to take the very next portion coming out of Kings. We just talked about Solomon. And God gave him a dream in the middle of the night. Said, ask me what you wish, and I will give it to you. Not that different than John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you. And so here, Solomon is going to respond to that petition. And this is the kind of thing that you get to know. These are the kind of things that God wants you and I to wish for if you're trying to figure out what those things are. Here would be a good way to see it. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Solomon, in the beginning of his kingship, in the beginning of his ministry, per se, had the exact right spirit, understanding that the people of God in the mind and heart of God are a great people. We're not armed all with these nuclear weapons. We don't have this pox stockpiles for war on the worldly plane, but we have the stewardship of the everlasting gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. And I've got a message for you. More powerful than weapons is a message of good news in a world that has no hope. And so it just gives you this understanding that God's people are great in his mind and in his heart. And so Solomon's like, okay, I don't want to mess this up. I got your people. I'm supposed to, you know, really do a good job of evaluating and judging them, and I don't want to make a mistake. And that's what he said. He's like, I don't want to blow it. And I know, we don't talk that way. Solomon probably didn't talk that way. You're right, he probably used more gruff language than we're willing to acknowledge. But the communication is quite simple and quite straightforward. He asked for an understanding heart to judge the people so he could discern between good and evil. And you know the story about the sword and the two women and the baby. Here's the bottom line, though. That word understanding, not always what you think it is. This is where there is nothing wrong with reading the word and seeing that and saying, hey, understanding heart, got it, and then you get that he wants to have a heart that's right before the Lord, and he makes these great evaluations and makes the best judgments he can make for the sake of the people of God. But it is cool to also understand that in the Hebrew, an understanding heart, listen to this, this will blow your mind, is a hearing heart. Listen to what I said. A hearing heart. H-E-A-R-I-N-G. A heart that hears. Remember yesterday we were talking about being devotional to the Lord and responding to him and being humble and having a broken spirit before. This is part of that same thing I was talking about yesterday, about this heart within us that is yielded to the Lord, that is surrendered to the Lord, that is listening to the Lord. And one of the things that I pray, and I have to pray it, and you guys probably pray it too, is I got to pray, Lord, give me a clean heart, because I got so much rubbish in me. I need to make sure my heart is fresh and clean so that if you prick it, if you touch it, it will bleed, because it can't be so calloused that I don't care. That he's talking about that, a heart that is just, you know, so responsive to God. And we talk about this because he wanted to have this discernment between good and evil. Keep in mind, knowledge is the acquiring of facts and information, and wisdom is how to use, or the application of those facts and that wisdom, of those facts. So wisdom is how you use knowledge. Knowledge, acquiring the facts and the info. Wisdom, how do I use that? How do I purpose that? How do I make that a part of things? And also keep in mind, which I think is kind of a cool thing, is his prayer was for your gift, but that was centered for the sake of others. And the church goes through this up and down and fights all these ridiculous fights about spiritual gifts. Well, you have some spiritual gifts, whether you're recognizing that or not, but those spiritual gifts are not for you. They're for others. They're for somebody else to be blessed and strengthened through. The irony is that God poured in all of us an ability to strengthen one another if we would just do it. He does that through his Holy Spirit. He does that through his planning. And if we would just all participate, which, you know, could be more of where things are heading down the road, the idea is that in Solomon praying for something, he was asking for a gift that was not centered on himself, but centered on the sake of the wellness of other people. Why? Because that's a right spirit. That's why. Because that is selfless. And so he prays for a heart that hears. He wants to have the. He wants to do the right thing. He's not trying to do wrong. He does wrong later on. He does a lot of wrong later on. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about him coming before the Lord and saying, give me this heart that hears you. Give me this heart that responds to you. Give me this heart that if you prick it, I will bleed. And so that I can be sensitive to you and responsive to you. That's what he's praying for. And then he's like, let these gifts be for the sake of your people. It's for my ability to be a blessing to them. That's how we ought to be praying. Just think about the simplicity of that, how we make things so theologically complex. And I like theology. I like complex, you know, thought processes, man. I enjoy that. But even today when I was doing my homework, I wrote a gentleman and said, even though there's great depth of theology for people to read, they should also be able to read bumper stickers. And that's just true, because we ought to be able to read bumper stickers too. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going with. That's what I want you to catch, okay? We're going to take our break here as Tira and I coordinate this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 5 was the right answer. We'll be right back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No, you need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign?
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Are we going to rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I can already tell you, I'm liking some of how this is going because I'm already sending IMs to Tierra saying, are we back on yet? Are we back on yet? So that just tells you that's a good sign for those that are wondering. I want to thank everybody for responding to the trivia question. I will say, in reality, that if you're going to look from a scholarly point of view why there were 5 stones as opposed to 1 stone, it is really believed that is not trying to be presumptive, David, not trying to be presumptive, but actually being in preparation. That's what a lot of people say. For me, I think it's the Goliath had 4 brothers. I'm still sticking with that because I think that's a better one. All right, let's go through a couple of things, and then we'll do another live read as soon as we get to that. You are able to reach us by going to hemustincrease.org. And let me say, if you go to hemustincrease.org, or if you send us an email, okay, so if you go to hemustincrease.org, or if you send an email to david@hemustincrease.org, your emails are very helpful, and I've received several emails, and they are superb blessings, because we are doing this the best we can. I mean, I went out today hunting for a headset. And I won't even tell you that whole process. That's a story for when I'm back in the studio. And we're looking at getting some other things that will help the quality of the show. Every time I get an email, it just gives me that much more a fervent drive to move forward. Because you know what? This is a blessing to do, and it's awesome that it's a blessing for you guys to hear. So I think it's just entirely cool. I do want to remind you, of course, HeMustIncrease.org. You can go to Facebook to He Must Increase Ministry, plus also you can go, these are hints for Tierra, by the way, also you can go to YouTube for He Must Increase Ministry. We did that right, and hopefully we got that as correct as possible. I should have waited for Tierra. I didn't wait for you, Tierra. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be Kimberly McQuinn. See, I can't hear, folks. We're doing this like, you know, you throw a dart, you go, did it land? Did it land? Anyway, for Kimberly, I want you to be aware. So she is a real estate agent. Real estate is still taking place. It's still happening. And I just want you to keep it simple. First-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosures, short sales, doesn't matter. Get in touch with her. You can call 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. Holmes, 903-48-HOMES. And just talk to Kimberly. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to sign over your life. You don't have to give up your dog or your cat. You can just talk to her and get an idea of what's going on in the real estate realm. 903-48-HOMES for Kimberly Ellis. You want to talk to her. She is super. Her and her husband, Tony, fantastic people. We support them. We love them. And we want them to be blessed. So if you're doing anything in real estate, get in touch with them. That will be a blessing for them. And we think that's totally cool. Again, thank everybody for – that was cool. You should have seen my phone was lighting up. It was really kind of a cool thing to have a bunch of people respond to the trivia. That is awesome. Now I want to get into a very deep teaching. This is not in lieu of anything that's going on, so I'm going to give that disclaimer before I start. This is in lieu of you and I getting to know God better and drawing closer and drawing closer and closer and closer and closer. And you think, well, you can get too close. No, you can't. You can't get too close. In fact, I look forward to spending eternity with God just to get to know him. You don't understand. You're talking about God. He's not us. He's not finite, limited, often dumb. He's got so much. And in his presence, it's so good. The Bible says, in his presence is the fullness of joy, just being with him. So let that be something that's in your system. Here we go. Acts chapter 7, verse 1 through 3, but watch what I'm going to focus in on this. It says this. This is after Stephen was getting ready to do his review. This is the beginning of Stephen's review in regards to the forefathers and their journey. Acts chapter 7, verse 1 through 3. Is this true? The high priest asked. Brothers and fathers, he said, listen. The glory of God appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he settled in Haran. And he said to him, get out of your country and away from your relatives and come to the land that I will show you. Oh, man. Listen to this. Listen. Get out of your country, away from your relatives, and come to the land that I will show you. God is not opposed to countries. That's not what that means. God is not opposed to your relatives, unless they're opposed to him. That's not what he's talking about. It's that in order of priority, when we're talking priorities in God, when we're discussing what we would consider the proper priority, how do you prioritize it? In 2016, there was a candidate for the campaign president. He was out early on. I'm not going to say who it was. And that person, without any reservation, and yes, I watched it right on television. Nobody can say it didn't happen. It specifically happened. He said, life is family, faith, and friends. No reservation, this person said that. It's family, it's faith, and it's friends. Wrong. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian who knows that the Word of God, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, the 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, consist of the communication that God has given to mankind. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you absolutely know that that politician was wrong. And here, Stephen, giving out the lay of the land, says here, God says, get out of your country, get away from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. It is not family and then faith and then whatever and whatever. It is faith first, God first. Why do you think Jesus gave the hyperbole teaching in regards to you have to hate your family, you have to hate your children, you have to hate your spouse, you have to hate your relatives? It was all in comparison to the priority that you're giving to Jesus Christ. Faith first, faith first, always. Then it should be, and in this text, it's faith first, family, then country. And I've heard people, even on television, I'm amazed, that profess a faith in Christ that say, well, it doesn't matter what, you know, it's all about country first. It's like, it's all about country first. What are you talking about? I love the United States of America. It's the greatest country ever, and it's the only one I was born into, and I'm totally privileged. But it is Jesus Christ first. If I was born in Great Britain, I would love to believe and love to think I would understand it's the kingdom of God first, foremost, and always. So you're thinking, well, why did God say get out of your country and get away from your relatives? Here's the part that's so cool. He said that because he wanted Abraham for himself. See, this is the part. People think, well, God's trying to be mean. He's trying to separate this. No, no, no. If you really understood that holy principle, which means separate or separated, holy is something that is separated unto the Lord. When God's saying, get out of the country, get away from your relatives, he's like, I want you for me. He wants you for himself. He wants you because he loves you, because he's passionate about you. How passionate? He's willing to die for you. He did die for you. That's the point. Listen to Hebrews 11. You know, I only got 3 minutes here. Listen to Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. These all died in the faith without having received the promises, but they saw them from a distance, greeted them, and confessed that they were foreigners and temporary residents on the earth. Now those who say such things make it clear they're seeking a homeland. And if they had been remembering that land they came from, they would have had opportunity to return. But they now aspire to a better land, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The passionate people of God know. They know we are aliens on the earth, because this is not where it's at. You got people running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and they're like, Earth first, Earth first. We just want all of humanity and mankind to die so that the amoebas can take over. You just look at these people like, you can't be dumber. It's not even possible to be dumber. In our society, what do? We got lawyers for trees. Okay, sure. That's that whole process of the created becomes worshipped, the created things become worshipped more than the creator. Just a little bit of Romans chapter 1 for a review. You'll catch that real fast. And the idea here is that it's not that you're just supposed to be obnoxious to everything else, but it's first to God. He's first. He's the priority. And it's understanding why he does that. What is the reasoning? What is God, what is he thinking when he says, okay, away from there. You come to me. You separate from me. Get out from the world. Get out from the country. Get out from your relatives. Come to me. And you say, why is he doing that? And it's because he loves us and wants that fellowship with us. You get that? That's so cool. I had to make that choice myself, family or God. I choose God. He has a heaven to put me in. Get it? All right, we're going to take our break here and come back, because this last teaching I think is just totally awesome. So you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. It's so cool because what you guys don't know is that Tiara and I are doing this by IM, and so she IMs me and tells me, oh, there's like 3 seconds, there's like 2 seconds, and I can't really hear the music, so it's like you hear nothing, and then you just start speaking. It's really kind of fun, but that's why I love live radio. It's just such a challenge. It's so much fun. All right, so a couple things to cover real quickly. So next week, we're going to try and actually, believe it or not, depending on what's going on and what the requirements are nationwide and so on and so forth, we're going to try and actually have an interview. I'm going to bring somebody in on my phone and have them interview on the show just for a segment or two. So we're working on that. Additionally, I just want you to be aware, I got a couple of interesting teachings that are coming up. I hope they're blessings for you, and I hope it's something that encourages you in the Lord. But we're here. It's 2 to 3 o'clock, man, and our goal here is to help everybody get one step closer to the Lord, and we want to do that with you. It's not us saying, you know, follow us, we know everything. It's, this is what it says, let's try and do this together. That's what it is. So just keeping it simple. Don't forget, a couple of things. Website, hemustincrease.org. Again, if you're able to give, the only reason I'm asking you a little bit extra is because we have kind of limited giving since things have been going on, which I'm sure everybody can appreciate. If you want to reach out to us, you can go to hemustincrease.org. On the website, there's a Contact Us button, I think on the far right. Also, david@hemustincrease.org. That is the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right.
Fire and water damage cleanup. Fire and water damage cleanup. Smoke, wind, and flood. Hey, we were close. Sewage removal and other restoration services. Let's see. I keep getting a three. Tiara, I keep hitting 333. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas, Texas, surrounding area. Look it, it's simple. If you've got anything going on in the entire universe that needs restoration, these people at Mr. Restore and Clint, their team, they'll take care of you. That's what they do. They're committed. They do free evaluations. They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated, and they have thousands of happy customers. You know I love that they are connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, but if you've got something going on in your church, your apartment, your office building, your home, which is the main place where they do this, and there's something going on and you're not sure how to get it back to normal, get in touch with Mr. Restore. Mr. Restore.com. Mr. M-R-M-R, Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. Mr. Restore.com. You can also get there by going to HeMustIncrease.org and connect to them that way through our website, or call them at 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Yes. I'm so blessed to have you guys in the audience. I just appreciate it and appreciate everything that Don Crawford Jr. is doing, and Jennifer and Tierra and all the people that work at the station, just to help us try and put this together. It was one of their important priorities that we get back on the air live to be part of the community. I do want to say I got some really interesting teachings coming up, so I'm forewarning you. Some of them are deep, and you might like them. But remember, you got to be able to read a book and a bumper sticker. That's going to be one of the things that's like my mantra in the PhD program. I wanted to close out this week with this one. This is such a great portion. We've talked about it, well, probably a year ago. Let's just cover it again. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 through 21, referring to Abraham, says this. He considered his own body to be already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb without weakening in the faith. He did not waver in unbelief at God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, because he was fully convinced that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Oh, what a portion. Just think about that. Are we fully convinced that the things that God has given us as promises in his word, which he has taken the time to secure, the time to write and to preserve for us, are we fully convinced that he will be able to do and he will perform those very things that he has committed to doing? Not the least of which is, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Not the least of which is, the Lord is not far from you. Not the least of which is, he knows everything you're going through. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows every number. Mine is a very low number. Abraham, I just love this. He considered his own body. He didn't deny that he was 100. He didn't go, I'm not 100. The 100 is the new 50. People are so strange sometimes. He didn't do that. He considered it. It's like, yeah, wow. But he didn't weaken in his faith. He knew that he was 100 years old, but he wasn't going to move in his faith, because even though the circumstance said, I'm 100 years old, I can't have children, he had this other thing in his other hand that said, God made a promise and it will never fail. And so it comes down to this war. God's promise, it's unbelief versus faith. Verse 20, he did not waver in unbelief at God's promise. Now here's something that I think you'll appreciate. That word waver. He did not waver in unbelief at God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. That word waver, if you've ever done some word research material, Thayer is one of the people that does a really in-depth work through a lexicon on different words. And the word for waver means to be at variance with oneself. In other words, it means to be split on the inside. You know how that guy said to Jesus, I believe, help thou my unbelief? And we say that too, and it's recognizable that we go through that from time to time. There's no question we go through those processes. But you can't live in that process, because that means that we're split inside. And Abraham had faith where he was not split inside. He wasn't 90-10, God'll do it. 95-5, God'll do it. 60-40, he was convinced that God was going to accomplish it because God had promised it. And one of the things that is so amazing about this is in his faith of being immovable, that the promises of God are sure and secure, God received glory. His faith produced glory to the name of God. We still give glory to God now because of Abraham's faith then. That's how powerful that is. And it all comes down to this. Verse 21, because he was fully convinced that what he had promised, what God had promised, God was able to perform. Fully convinced means, get this, get ready, it's a big, big, big theology word, fully convinced. That's what it means. You are fully persuaded. And what the Lord expects from us is to stop being at variance, stop letting unbelief suck away at our faith, and to be convinced that what God has promised, God will accomplish for his people, because of his people, and because of his love for his people. And I know that we're all going through the ups and downs, and I'm not just talking about what they're doing in society right now. You're going through other ups and downs in relationships and even how you're dealing with things in your own life. I get it. I'm there. I walk with you. I stand with you in the name of Jesus. But we have got to move at our variance that gives unbelief so much room and put that focus on faith, which moves mountains. That's what we're called to. That's what you and I are supposed to be like. That's why we're children of Abraham by faith, the Bible says. I think that's good. Let's stand with that, okay? I mean, look, you got this whole weekend coming. Get some extra time in with God. Do it right. Do it with the Lord. Stand firm in your faith. Be fully convinced. Stop wavering. Okay? Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. We'll talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.